The plants, officials say, will generate jobs and help California wean itself from fossil fuels. The crop isn't something you eat, though in many cases the plants are considered green. It's electricity generated at large solar plants. Meeting in front of just over a dozen interested citizens and representatives of local solar power firms, county planning officials unveiled a proposal removing many of the delays, guesswork, and expense faced by investors and entrepreneurs who may one day construct large-sized solar plants in the county. Tim Snellings is director of the Department of Development Services.
In other counties, it's taking years to get through the process. It's taking millions of dollars to do the environmental impact report and all the associated studies. And at the end of the process, they don't know if they're going to get approved or not. So there's tremendous uncertainty that's in that process as well as cost and time. That's what we're trying to tackle with this project.
Using grant funds provided by Sacramento, officials have launched efforts to change the county zoning code to grease the skids for grid-connected solar power plants in appropriate parts of the county. With a statewide goal of sourcing a third of California's electricity from renewable resources by 2020, solar arrays are going to become more commonplace. Snelling and others said prime agricultural land will be off the table. Hilly and mountainous areas would likely be considered impractical. That leaves comparatively marginal foothill-adjacent grazing land, mostly east of Highway 99. While some attendees had concerns that acres of photovoltaic cells will mar the landscape, most were by and large receptive. Officials expect to be working on the plan, officially called Power Butte, through the end of next year. A second public meeting is scheduled for this evening in Chico at the Lakeside Pavilion in the California Park Subdivision. It gets underway at 5:30. For North State Public Radio News, I'm Mark Albert.